Thanks for listening to WYSO on WYSO.org and NPR One. Young immigrants in the United States through a program that suspends deportation have one more week to renew their documents. The Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program stopped accepting new applications after the Trump administration rescinded it earlier this month. Under the Obama-era DACA program, nearly 800,000 immigrants brought to the U.S. as children can work, get a driver's license, and attend school. Numbers show more than 9,500 DACA recipients live in Ohio. University of Dayton professor Mark Ensolaco says most DACA recipients have no ties to their parents' home countries.
You're talking 16, 17, 18-year-old kids who are good in school, speak English, they're tech-savvy, they're innovative, they're creative, they're the future. People who are going to contribute mightily to this country.
With the future of the program in jeopardy, Ensolaco says many DACA recipients worry their personal information may now be used to deport them. The Trump administration has given congressional lawmakers 6 months to decide what to do about the program. For WYSO, I'm Jess Mador. Thanks for listening to WYSO on WYSO.org and NPR One.